Joel Covell, author of Overcoming Zionism, was recently fired by Bard College after being a professor of social studies there for 20 years. He is among a growing number of Jews who feel that the State of Israel, which once claimed to be a socialist experiment, has lost its legitimacy.
So you have basically an invading force which conjures up a myth of its own authentic grounding in the country invaded. And this is coming undone very concretely. There are more and more people entering the country who are not even Jewish, coming from Russia. Maybe 750,000 people are leaving the country, and the people who are leaving tend to be the more aggressive ones. And so the people who are left are the ones who are supporting these kinds of horrible policies that we see in Gaza.
Dorothy Zellner, a longtime civil rights activist and member of Jews Say No, is working to break the silence in the Jewish community.
Being against these monstrous policies of Israel is not anti-Semitism. In fact, it is standing true to who we really are. I am very anxious to see people go into synagogues and into Jewish organizations and say, okay, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this.
For Riham Barghouti from Adala, New York, Coalition for Justice in the Middle East, the growing awareness of Israeli atrocities in Gaza is helping the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, which targets companies supporting the Israeli occupation. On January 23rd, Amnesty International called for a U.S. embargo of weapons to Israel. Around the world, union workers are demanding a boycott of Israeli goods, and students are forcing universities to cancel contracts with companies doing business with Israel.
The Church of England announced late last year in December that they had removed 2.2 million in Caterpillar, a company whose bulldozers and heavy plant equipment were used to destroy Palestinian homes. We saw sports fans and activists in Turkey and New Zealand and in Spain taking action in support of a sports boycott. In Canada, the Ontario Division of the Canadian Union of Public Employees, British and French academics called for an academic boycott.
Finally, Nellie Bailey from the Harlem Anti-War Coalition expressed the suspicion that Barack Obama may be even more pro-Israel than its predecessor in the White House. But like the other speakers, she saw an opening for change.
Fear of the accusation of anti-Semitism here in this country has clamped down on meaningful discussion. And perhaps this is an opportunity that we can seize that there is a fuller discussion on Israel and the threat that it poses for its own existence and that of Jewish people, as it does for all people who long for freedom without fear of oppression and annihilation.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.